Sal Capaccio, Bill's sideline reporter for WGR, with us live on the Trocar College Live Line on WBEN. The blue and red practice at the stadium later today, Sal. There's a lot of excitement for this, maybe even more than a preseason game because of access. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, I do. That's right. Preseason games are a little bit more, the tickets are kind of, you're in your seat, right? You buy that. This isn't the case here. You get in, the kids, they flow down, they try to get by the wall, and they try to get autographs, they scream to the players. Josh Allen traditionally comes out in some sort of helmet that we don't really know, and he didn't reveal yesterday. We asked, you got a new helmet this year, you're unveiling. It's really cool. And then the other part of the access is the players. This is the time, preseason game, they're warming up. They're getting ready for a game, whether they're playing or not in the actual game. In this type of environment, they go, and a lot of times there's times where they'll be signing autographs, especially afterwards, right? Afterwards, they stick around, and it's always a great, great night at the stadium. Let's hope the rain holds off. I'm sure WBEN is going to be all on top of that because we have rain today, but otherwise, it should be a fantastic night.
Yeah, Josh Nichols said, if you're going, bring the rain gear just in case. Hopefully, it'll be all done with by then, but they're just not sure, All right, who has stood out since we last checked in with you, do you think?
Well, I think yesterday was a really good day for Kyer Elam, and he needs a good camp here. He's fighting for really a solid role on this defense. This is his third year in the league after being a first-round pick. Hasn't gone really his way the first couple of years. I think he's had a strong camp. He's really had a strong offseason going back to OTAs and minicamp. Yesterday, I thought, he played really well. Now, it hasn't been perfect. He's still giving up some plays here or there, but that's going to happen. He's going against, good wide receivers and against Josh Allen. But I thought yesterday was a good day. He had a real nice play on the goal line against Mac Hollins in a seven-on-seven situation, knocked the ball away, and then right after that, he stepped in front of a pass intended for James Cook, almost intercepted it to go the other way. He did get beat later by Keon Coleman for a touchdown, but I think more overall good than bad. And the other guy I wrote about at WGR550.com for a much different reason who needs to have a good camp to progress is Matt Milano. I think Matt Milano is truly getting better every day. We hear that all the time, Susan, when we hear coaches say getting better every day. Matt's recovering from the leg injury, right? But I really see it. I think Matt is getting better every day. I think he's getting more explosive every day. He's trusting his leg more every day, and I think that's a great sign.
Yeah, love to hear that. Injuries at safety have mounted up. Mike Edwards, now Cole Bishop, kind of banged up. The Bills signed Kareem Jackson. Could he be here beyond camp, or is he just kind of like an insurance policy?
I'd say insurance right now, but, you never know with these veterans. Kareem Jackson's 36 years old, though. This guy has been in the league a long time. And then because of the other injury, they also signed a young man named Terrell Burgess. Now, Terrell Burgess was a third-round pick just a few years ago, but he's kind of bounced around the league. It hasn't really gone as well for him. So these are guys right now that on the back end, they're here to help you, get you through a couple of weeks here to see what happens with Edwards and Bishop. It's real, real unfortunate for Cole Bishop, and Edwards, obviously. But Cole Bishop's a rookie. He needs to be out there. He's fighting for spots. He's fighting for reps. He needs the reps. Mike Edwards has been in this league, 5 years. He's seen everything. He can kind of get back to speed quickly. I don't think that's the case with Bishop. So they're going to have to get creative, as Bobby Babbage said, to keep his mental reps going and know exactly what he needs to do. But we'll see about the other safeties, what they look like on the back end. I think when they're all healthy, I would doubt that those guys would still be here. But, hey, I mean, they're here, and when you're signed, you're still fighting for a spot, and that's what they're going to keep doing.
All right. Last night, Hall of Fame game, right? We got our first glimpse of the new kickoff rules. How much have the Bills been practicing that?
Oh, they've been thinking about it, practicing it, going back all the way to March when this was announced at the owners' meetings that these rules have been changed. And I've had many conversations with Bills special teams coordinator Matthew Smiley about this, and he's talked with the media recently about it. And it's just a great unknown, Susan, right? And it's not just a great unknown. It's not just like you're going to roll up on your first preseason game and go, this is what we're going to do, and then, oh, yeah, that's it. That looks good. This is going to change every week. You're going to find out new things that work, new things that don't, what other teams are doing, what other teams aren't doing. It's going to be really wild to see. Last night in the Hall of Fame game, plenty of kickoffs. I think it kind of seemed to go as the league wanted, which is potential for some big plays, but they didn't really have one that went to the house the other way. We'll see if that happens throughout preseason. Man, the Bills, you're talking about practicing. It's more about, yes, it's a lot of practice, but it's a lot of scheming and creativity and thinking about all the different nuances that go along with it.
It's going to be such an adjustment, right? I mean, not only for the fans, that's huge,
yes.
but just in these games, I don't know, it may be the biggest change in the NFL in years.
I'd agree with that. I think this is might be the biggest rule change since the two-point conversion, 25 years ago that they put in, or 30 years ago. And even then was just an added play. It's a regular play. This is a complete revamping of what they've done for so many years. And it is going to be a little weird. And if you watched last night and you're a, kind of a casual NFL person and didn't know that these rules were changing, you might have said, what the heck is this on a kickoff? If you didn't watch last night, you're in for a big shock if you haven't seen the kickoff because it looks drastically different.
Yeah, it really does. All right, you mentioned earlier how Josh has come out for these scrimmages before with a blue helmet. He's come out with a red helmet. So if you're a betting man, what does he wear tonight? What does he come out of the tunnel with?
You know, if I'm a betting man, I think maybe his regular helmet. It feels like this camp, and I don't know, you know, maybe Josh does something, and usually he comes out and then he switches it anyway, by the way. But this camp has been a lot about just kind of doing their business, right? No drama, no added storylines. And I know that's a fun one. That's nothing negative, right? But I wonder if even then, hey, we're just going to do what we do. We're going to go out on the field. It feels like that's what they've been aiming for towards. So if I was a betting man, I'd say nothing different. But at the same time, what has he not done? He's done the red and the blue, both with the charging buffalo. We haven't seen a standing buffalo yet. That could be something.
Yep, you're right. You're right. Okay, maybe. We'll have to wait and see. Sal, thank you.
You got it. Have a good day.
You too. Sal Capaccio, Bills sideline reporter. He'll be at the stadium tonight. The Bills blue and red practice.